100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour one in the books, hour two. Don't go anywhere. Got plenty to get into. We're going to kick things off a little high school football. Bottom of the hour, Andrew Allegretta is going to give us a little Tulane knowledge as they get ready for Army 3-1. Army taking on 3-1 Tulane. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Also, 145 Saints Hall of Famer Tyrone Hughes, his take on the Saints getting ready to take on the Buccaneers. Hour three, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com will kick it off. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports at 2:15. And don't forget our brand new hour two sponsor, 5-11 by Carl Malone, purpose-built gear for life's most demanding moment, 6601 Veterans Boulevard, right across from Lafreniere Park, where the old Godfather's Pizza used to be in the strip mall, if you know what I'm talking about, folks. Super excited to have Eric Ritchie on VSN, Varsity Sports Network, here on Thursdays around this time, if schedules permit. Dude has done so much. I remember from back in the day, Eric, man, from Channel 26 when we somewhat worked closely together a little bit, and then knowing you, obviously, a little radio as well. I mean, I've known you for a while, and you've hustled, dude. That's the only thing I can think of to describe it, the last several months, which you've done. But Varsity Sports Now in Louisiana, in the VSN network, it's incredible. What? It's the state's first statewide high school sports digital network. You have an app that people can go check it out. It's stories, live streaming, you name it. It's incredible, man. Congrats.
Hey, Gus, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. And that's a serious intro, man. I appreciate it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you brought back the old ABC 26 days.
Yes.
That was the early 2000s, yeah. Running around there with some Friday Night Football with Ed Daniels and JT and those guys. Hey, that was a fun time, and that was a great group. And you're right. That's the best way to put it, hustling. You know, the last decade, basically, you know, with CST as a freelance guy, you know, all those guys, you know, Mike Neighbors and Paul Boron, all those guys, everybody there kind of, you know, we all freelance and do shows. We're all basically contractors for CST. So right. We all have to hustle on the side to pay the mortgage. So, you know, 10 years ago, I just started a little small production company, just enough equipment to basically do my own TV show. And that's kind of springboarded into a couple websites. And, you know, we started doing, I didn't even know what a docuseries was. And I was doing it for 5 years. I'd call them all access reality sports shows. And
exactly.
We put a mic on a coach and kind of follow them throughout the season. And then we started doing teams and athletes. And then I watched, I forget the HBO series that had Dr. Dre and who was the other producer, the guy from Jersey, Jimmy, one of those old 70s producers, but they called it the acclaimed docuseries.
Yes.
I'm like, docuseries? That's what I've been doing for 5 years. So we took all those cool shows and kind of put them all under one umbrella and the website, and then really pushed the live streaming. And that's kind of how Varsity Sports Now was born. And right now we're just concentrating on doing that here in Louisiana, Gus.
Nah, it's awesome, though. And again, go check it out. It's real easy. At VSN Louisiana over on Twitter, at Eric Ritchie VSN, to follow him personally in the app as well. We'll get you all that info here at varsitysports.now.com. But it's everything, man. It's volleyball. It's all the different things. I love the pictures and videos that you have with all the athletes and the kids, too. Because, look, football gets a lot of attention, obviously, in prep sports. And occasionally when the championships come in, basketball, baseball has a following here as well. But I think the ability to go to all the different schools, man, and see all the different sports, female and male, and then the coaches and the stories of the kids, it's something that's been needed. Look, it's not that you won't have shows on all the other TV stations, but they're either late nights on Friday nights, it's a block, or it's just highlights. You're actually getting, giving us the opportunity to get to know about some of these coaches in schools that I wouldn't know. Let's be honest. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, and storytelling is a big part of it. And that's what, like I said, with the, those docuseries and specials, following those, the top teams, the top athletes, the top coaches. And then, as you said, not just isolating yourself to football. Obviously, football is going to move the needle in everything that you do down here in Southwest Louisiana. But we wanted to do it twofold. We wanted to do it statewide. So now we're live streaming games, Shreveport, Lake Charles, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, on top of all the ones around here. But also we wanted to do not just football, but spread ourselves into the world of girls athletics and girls sports. And, you know, I have a 12-year-old daughter that is heavily involved in volleyball and softball. And just as a parent going to these things, Gus, you can see the fan following, you know, the crowd at these volleyball pink games for Mount Carmel and the Dominicans and Cabrini's, are just unbelievable. And that's where I'm like, you know what, we could really, really do a great service here to not only, you know, do it well, but, you know, provide coverage for these games. You know, when there's packed gymnasiums, place going crazy, and, you know, some of the local stations do a nice job at covering the events, like you said, Gus, but they're limited into, you know, a sportscast or their websites, et cetera. So here we have literally a whole network that's just devoted to stuff like that. So that's kind of been the background of it, and it's served us well so far.
All right, my man, let's get to some of the bigger games. I know last week you had a quarterback battle in Newman and Country Day. What are some of the key games over the next couple of days you think folks need to be paying attention to?
Well, I'm gonna stress the games that we're streaming. Imagine that. Shocking there, because that's the games that obviously, you know, we have, you know, a full-time staff of guys that do social media and writing. We also have contracted writers, stringers, guys that do stories, and we usually focus them towards our games. So believe it or not, there's a couple of, you know, games, you know, tonight up on the North Shore. You got Covington and you got Fountain Blue, a couple of good football teams in District 6-5A that literally are playing like it's a playoff atmosphere because, Gus, they're both off the 1-3 start. So Greg Salter's Lions, Chris Blocker's Bulldogs, somebody's got to, you know, really make a big push, and it's got to happen right now. When you're talking about one of these big-time recruits, Edger and Cooper, the big linebacker, was a University of Oklahoma commit, and he still is for Covington, but he got an offer, I think, recently from LSU, too. So Cooper's certainly a guy to watch tonight. But that's a Thursday game. And plus, I'll just put in while we're talking Thursday, we're getting ready to pack up and set up at Country Day. And it's a Division V team, Gus, all right, but they may be, in all classes, the best team in the state of Louisiana this year. Julie Ibietta's Country Day team has won 9 state championships in the last 10 years. That's unbelievable. And this year, they might even be better. They're 18-0. They're beating the likes of the Mount Carmels of the world, and they went up to Mandeville and swept them this week. Edie White means that we're live streaming. That's about at 5:30, and Edie White's loaded too. Lila Bordy's all world beach volleyball player, and beach volleyball is so big right now down here, Gus, with these
really?
These girl athletes. Why would you not, if you're an athletic female, why would you not want to play beach volleyball? I mean, you're hanging out in the beach environment, getting right. Great exercise, and the music's playing, and all these tournaments. Mm-hmm. They go to Gulf Shores, and now all the colleges around here are picking up on it. You know, obviously LSU has a tremendous program. Tulane does. UNO, Southeastern, Nickel. All these teams are offering scholarships to these girls, and it's just another way for them to further their careers. But I'll get off the volleyball. I know you want to talk football. You know, the big game for us this week down your way down there on the bayou too, Terrebonne and Thibodeau. That's going to be a huge matchup. Chris Dugas and Thibodeau off to their first 4-0 start since 2014. And, you know, Terrebonne's got Mason Smith, the big 5-star. You know, he's a junior defensive tackle. Ja'Kai Douglas, a Florida State commit. That's going to be a huge game on the bayou. They just got nipped by Hanville last week at Hanville. We got that game. They're playing East St. John. Hanville and Coach Salter from Agio, they're 4-0 on the season, taking on an East St. John team that's 3-1. So that'll be a good one. McDonough 35 travels over to West St. John. That's our New Orleans game of the week. And always should be a good one there. McDonough 35, man, they just always have this killer schedule with the St. Augs and the Cars. And they got nipped by Thibodeau as well. And Brandon Walters, 2 years removed from a state championship for West St. John. those Rams are always electric. So all kind of great football going around.
Why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of this app? Obviously, in any of the app stores, right? Apple, Android, the works?
The works, absolutely. Google Play, all that. You know, it's just search Varsity Sports Now. You know, the VSN acronym. Easy download. And to be what, you know, from what I've told, easily it's the best way to watch the games. And, of course, we got the Apple TV app, too, so you can plug it into your TV and watch the game.
Nice.
And then and then their walk-ons is the sponsor statewide. So the walk-ons all across the state are showing the games on Friday night. Our live streams are going on the big screen there. So just pop on over there and watch your local game there. But it's been a fun ride, Gus. A ton of work, a lot of moving parts. Still a learning experience, but so far so good after 4 weeks of the football season.
Well, look, man, we're going to have you on every Thursday to preview some matchups and talk about some of the stories you have it on as well. But that's huge. When I saw a couple weeks back you brought on walk-ons, and I didn't realize that you were saying that. You're right. If they can play those games on a Friday night, man, on a Thursday night, or, you know, games like that that are local high school, look, you see it in Texas. You see those guys be playing in California, Florida. You'll see those games when you click around some Fox Sports networks. Why not here? We got some really good high school football here, so congrats again, dude. I'm going to do my best to get that word out, because a lot of times I can't get to a game, or, you know, I can't get to go see Brother Martin or something of that nature. And, you know, something like this might allow me to be able to see different games depending on what high school you even want to just go check out. You know, if you're just sitting like, Jordan, you're bored on a Friday night, pull up the VSN app. You can check out some games, you know. So that's awesome, Eric.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And keep in mind, it's a subscription-based model, just like an ESPN Plus. But part of that money goes right back to the school, because we're paying every home school that we do, football, volleyball, whatever sport, at the end of the season, we give a broadcast rights fee right back to the school. So,
wow.
So keep that in mind, too. We got some high school kids working for us, so we're giving prep kids and actual some hands-on, you know, real-life job experience. So there's some good parts of it as well, other than just paying that $9.99 a month. So keep that in mind as well. Gus, I promise, next week I'll have better job with some of the other games that aren't on VSN. I'll give you a full good scouting report.
No worries, man. No worries. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time, Eric. We'll talk again next week at Eric Ritchie VSN. Is the way to follow him personally over on Twitter, and at VSN Louisiana is the way to follow the network on Twitter. Thanks, bud. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Gus. Really appreciate it.
Yep, for sure. Hour number two is brought to you by 5-Eleven by Carl Malone. Go check them out over on Vets Boulevard. 6601 is the address. Best-in-class pants such as Apex, Defender, Jean, comfortable boots all over the place. If you go to the website, you go check it out, 511tactical.com. You'll see it's like right on the homepage, too, to go shop now and check out all the boot sections. Pretty cool selection that you can have there as well. Plus, wide selection of tactical bags, accessories. If you're an outdoorsman, if you're into law enforcement, things of that nature, or just you like that kind of apparel, that is your one-stop shop. Go check it out. Again, it's right across from Lafreniere Park right there, right before you get on the on-ramp of Vets, or the exit right there by Best Buy. It's 511 by Carl Malone, 6601 Veterans Boulevard, the old Godfather's Pizzas in that strip mall over there. So go check that out, our new Hour 2 sponsor. We come back, let's hear a little bit from some of the Saints in the locker room. Bottom of the hour, Andrew Allegretta will preview Tulane and Army. And don't forget, hour number 3, still got some picks from Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. We'll take a look at the top 25. So don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie, where we are each and every Thursday right here on ESPN New Orleans.
A little piece of you is falling away. Let your fires, the Western Wailing.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
That's $4,500 off.
What a truck. Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus TTNL.
What's the Call? Associated Pump and Supply with 30 years plus of dewatering experience. Our staff will size up your job and solve your drainage issues in no time. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs. Call Associated Pump and Supply, 985-851-7077, or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Peter Don's Golf Carts has golf cart batteries on sale through October 31st. Great prices like the Trojan 6-volt Peter Den Black Box battery for $79 each. Plus sale prices on more Trojan Black Box batteries like the Trojan 6-volt T105 for $114. Check out the Trojan T1275 deep cycle battery for just $174. All batteries come with core exchange. Peter Don's Golf Carts in Houma also has the best prices in the area on golf carts and accessories.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership. Experience. Progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover 800-998-1003. A bit of a open segment here if you'd like to chime in. See if we can get a chance to talk to Sissy here in a little bit as well as we are live at Vinny's, as we are each and every Thursday. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Saints, of course, getting ready to take on those Yuccaneers. So I mentioned a little bit on that injury list. For the Saints, the injury report had three players not practice on Wednesday. Obviously, Drew Brees, JT Gray, safety with the hand, Trey Hendrickson, defensive end with the neck. All of the following players were limited. Traquan Smith, the receiver with an ankle, guard Will Clapp, hand, safety Von Bell back, defensive end Cam Jordan calf, and guard Andres Pete with a thigh. So those are the players that did not participate. Now for the Buccaneers, kind of banged up here. They had a handful of players that did not participate. Again, linebacker Shaquille Barrett, who's just been killing it this year, has a groin injury. They rested him yesterday, did not participate. Linebacker Jack Cinchy, elbow. Did not participate. Tackle DeMar Dotson, calf, didn't practice. Receiver Chris Godwin with the hip, didn't practice. Center Ryan Jensen with the back, didn't practice. Receiver Breshad Perriman, hamstring, did not practice. These three players were limited. Quarterback Jamel Dean with an ankle. Linebacker Devin White with the knees, working his way back. Expect to see him on Sunday. And defensive tackle Vita Vea with the neck injury was limited in practice yesterday. So that's going to be an interesting battle, of course. Obviously, if they can get their bodies back into shape to be able to play. It's some key players there that are not in the injury report. That was Wednesday. Let's see the injury report coming out here at 4 o'clock today to get a little bit better idea as to how healthy and who you'll likely see and won't see on Sunday. Ryan Ramczyk yesterday in the locker room was asked about the Bucs' rushing defense. And who did have to face there?
We just got in here today and, talking about the run and,
you know, kind of looking at the film, and they've done a really good job at stopping the run. So it's going to be a big challenge this week to, you know, stay in the run and get that going. But it's something that we definitely have to do. It's something that up front we take pride in running the ball. So we're going to get it going this week.
I think one of the things that was interesting to me was, and I mentioned with Deuce Windham at the top of the first hour, the ability that this team had to, I guess, buckle down, right, in that last drive before Teddy took the sack. Sean Payton called run plays, and they ran the football. They needed to run the football. So it was pretty big for them to be able to do that, and you heard Ryan there at the end say we're going to get it going. I think that's going to help open things up. It's definitely something in the past that Teddy Bridgewater has been able to have success from, the play-action pass. So running football obviously is going to help. Want to get? I'd love to get Kamara to 100 yards or more, huh? That'd be nice. Again, I'm not complaining. Any way you can get him the ball, though, I'm good with that for sure. And again, Jared Goff had 517 yards against the Bucs defense last week. Now, he threw the ball over 60 times. I don't think there's any scenario that I can envision Teddy Bridgewater throwing the ball 68 times. It's not happening. Ryan Ramczyk throwing those holding penalties.
I haven't really talked to too much other guys out of this room, but I guess you would say it feels like there's been more called this year.
I assume if you're talking, you're probably not talking about holding penalties,
right,
but
right.
I mean, there's that feeling. I just don't have the numbers to see if it's actually.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
He was also asked how to clean up play on the offensive line.
I mean, from watching the film, it's really just, like I said, getting our hands in, getting our feet onto the blocks, staying in control of the blocks, not getting extended. Really fundamental stuff that, you know, myself and, you know, the whole line's got to get cleaned up and work on it, I guess.
Now, again, one of the storylines going into this week is the battle between him and Shaq Barrett. Again, he has a groin injury. Barrett does. And didn't practice yesterday. See, I doubt that he doesn't go on Sunday, although those injuries are difficult to, you know, overcome and work through. That said, you've heard me talk about how great he's been playing. So, how about that battle? What does he think of Barrett?
Can you talk about going up against a guy like Shaq Barrett, you know, just 9 sacks in his first 4 games of the season? Just talk about going up against him.
I mean, he's another good player in the NFL. We face good guys each week. You know, it's impressive. You've got 9 sacks so far. So it's going to be a good challenge this week.
There he is. Wow. Wow, Jordan.
Yeah, that was a dynamite drop in Monty.
Wow. Wow. He didn't give you the answer you wanted there?
No.
What would you have liked him to tell you?
More.
More. Like what?
I mean, just basically repeated my question.
Kind of did.
9 sacks, pretty impressive. Teddy gave a better answer.
Well, again, you just asked him just to tell me about it. So maybe next time you can say something like, what has he done well? What has made him successful? Is he, you know, a good pass rusher? You know, why has he had success attacking the quarterback? What challenges does he present as a player? Right, it's not you. Certain players like Ryan, I think you need to be specific as to what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because it wasn't just that question, everything that we've played so far. It's, you know, how about that Bucs offense? They're good? Yeah, they do that. Or the defense, you know. How about the holding penalties? Well, you know.
They're holding penalties.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just him. So don't feel bad you didn't get much out of there, because none of the other questions and answers really, we got much. Okay, but I was just thinking, because I'm listening to it, I'm like, okay, so he's one of those players, you got to be specific. You know, is he good at pass rushing? Why? Or something of that nature, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's some players like that can talk, right, in the past, you can just say, the Bucs defense. that's all you do.
Drew, the Bucs defense.
Exactly right, Drew Brees. The next 3 minutes brought to you by Drew Brees. So, Drew, the Bucs defense. Well, and he'll start up front. He'll talk about the D-line. He'll talk about the linebackers. He'll talk about Hargraves at the corner, how they like to mix things in. Bulls defensive corner. But that's Drew. You know, Drew, you really don't need long questions for it. Drew, the penalties. Can't have them. Can't have them. You know, we got to do that. And he will give you the answer as to what it is. It's interesting at times when you get in that. Sheldon Rankins, obviously, we love the fact that he got back in it. I love this question. Were you tired? Were you winded? And you can, I mean, it's a legit question when you think about it, right? I mean, it's one thing to kind of go get in shape, one way, shape, or form, doing cardio machines or working out outside, but to play a game is completely different.
No. Cardio-wise, I was good. It's just, you know, can't replicate that speed. Can't replicate those movements any other way than playing actual football in a live game. So, it'll get better. No doubt about it.
Overall, how is the health feel? How is he feeling?
I did good. Like I said, rusty, you know, that's to be expected. And I haven't played a real football game in 8 months, so a little rusty. But the more I played, the more I, you know, felt my way through the rust and, you know, just continue to improve. And I continue to improve each time I'm out there.
Look, as we go to break, it's real simple, right? A lot of us thought that it might be December, right? I think back in the spring, and then you started seeing reports and folks and even – you know, Brian out there tweeted, hey, he might be back for Tampa Bay. Well, he came back a week before, but here it is. It's time to take on the Buccaneers. And I think pressure up front, maybe force Jameis into some early throws. Because if not, look, I'm just telling you, look at the stats, look at the numbers. You can tell me who they're playing. That's fine. Bottom line, Evans and Godwin have had nice starts to the 2019 season. They got to get pressure on Jameis Winston. If not, it's going to put a challenge on the Saints secondary, right? I mean, that's just reality. Quick break. We come back. We'll preview 3-1 Army, 3-1 Tulane. That's coming up on Saturday. The man that will call the game for the Green Wave, Andrea Legretta, will join us next as we're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeley Drive over in Metairie. Don't go anywhere on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
To check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone. 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans. Or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention. Why will LSU fans go early vote for Big Mike Fazy this Saturday?
I'll tell you why. All you LSU Tiger fans will be tailgating this Saturday, so it's perfect to get out and vote early. And not only can you vote today, you can early vote through this Saturday, October the 5th. Polls open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget to vote for Big Mike Fazy for State Senate District 20, number 58.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
An Epic's original series.
He was a legend, Bumpy.
From the co-creator of Narcos and executive music director Swizz Beatz.
What we gonna do, Bump?
Get loud and boisterous.
Inspired by the story of infamous crime boss Bumpy Johnson.
Times have changed.
I haven't.
Bumpy Johnson is a criminal.
There's one thing that you didn't count on. Me. Highland. This is our war of independence.
Forrest Whitaker is...
Yeah. Harlem is mine.
Godfather of Harlem. Sundays, Epic's. Get the channel or get the app.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 985-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, Welcome back. Jason Giles of the King Firm, of course, and here at Vinny's, 3270 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie, joining us briefly before we go to Andrew as he's on the on-deck circle. But tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm flying up to see my sister, and it's nuts. It's 41 degrees tonight. She's like, we're going to have frost. I'm like, you mean winter in New Orleans? I mean, 41's dead winter in New Orleans.
That's a record temperature.
I'm landing in winter here around midnight tonight. But tomorrow, Jay Hargrave and Jordan, you guys got going to be a part of something kind of a little fun, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be – it's cool. It's the 100th meeting between Holy Cross and Jesuit football. Mm-hmm. As a New Orleans public school kid, I – could care less, but my kid goes to Holy Cross, and so I have jumped into the water. I also have three Jesuit grads that work for me, and so I really got to do some more rubbing.
Oh, that's terrible. St. Paul's do would not you like some Brother Martin gear? I mean, I can, you know, we did beat them Friday.
Oh, yeah, but isn't that
handedly
cute?
Last week,
nice.
So, yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm going to wear a white shirt.
We have a family member. There's a family. One of Anna's cousins goes to Holy Cross. Actually, plays on a football team.
Nice,
Sam. He's a defensive end. So
good. So you guys are part of the coming out to support Holy Cross.
Absolutely, for sure. So
it's a big deal, even if you're not a Holy Cross Jesuit guy. You're talking two of the preeminent schools, high schools.
Yep.
And I know high school football is a big deal. This is the 100th meeting between these two programs. That's pretty cool.
It is a big deal. I know, looking at it this week, so tomorrow guys will be doing the show out there from the Gormley grounds. You said there's a stage. It's going to be an event tomorrow.
So we got a stage. Okay. King Firm is sponsored. Going to have a little band out there. I have no idea what the name of it is, but it's an 80s throwback band. Imagine that. And we'll have people out early. Tent set up all down Marconi.
Wow.
And then on the back side of Gormley, I think the Roosevelt Street side, will be a bunch of the band will be back there. They're going to, you know, have all kinds of entertainment back there, too. So really, the city has come
so
alive.
So, see, he's going to take care of you.
Right,
Not that you ever have to worry. This one over here is...
I just got to find out where to park.
You know, he got spoiled on Monday at Pell's Media Day. Now everything needs to be pampered and plush and a rider list and all this other stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was too busy hanging out with Zion Sunday at the Saints game. He was in the suite next to us.
You weren't hanging out with him.
Oh, now you're doubting him. He's so rude to any of our guests. It's unbelievable. Yes, you do.
Were you hanging out with him?
Apparently we haven't met.
Yeah.
Have you been hanging out with Zion?
Well,
one night.
Once again... The mere fact that you are...
Do you have any good stories start with that one night?
Exactly right.
We weren't having beers and chilling, but he was definitely in the suite.
Well, tomorrow should be fun.
It'll be fun.
You'll be a part of it as well. So
come on out. You know, enjoy it.
All right, cool, man. Thank you, Jason. Andrew Elicotto, voice of the Tulane Green Wave, joins us to talk a little bit between Tulane and Army. Pair of 3-1 teams matching up at West Point, New York on Saturday morning. Andrew, how are you, man?
I'm good. Did I walk in on a feud?
Well, no, that's just Jordan. I mean, at some point in time, you're going to say something in the interview he will probably challenge
Andrew
as well.
I like Andrew Allegretto.
Well, let's see. You get to ask him the first question. Go ahead.
No, you're the show host. You ask it.
Exactly. That's called unprepared and have nothing to say other than comments.
No.
That's exactly what it is. Andrew, it's been a while, man. What is it, like 15, 16 days since the Green Wave have been in action? They're also coming off of a bye, just like LSU when we spoke with Chris Blair early. What did they focus on when you've been around the program this week? What did they tell you they worked on?
Well, certainly when you go into a game like the triple option, Gus, you're going to spend a lot of time focusing on that, right? Because it's just something that you only see a couple of times. And what's kind of interesting, right, Gus, like you've been around the program enough, you know that this team has seen the triple option probably more than anybody else. But at the same time, that's only twice a year at most. So you've got to get the guys up to speed on what it means to go up against an offense like Army.
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the things, too, and I remember asking some of the players and coach earlier in the week how you use that bye week to perhaps self-evaluate. I'm going to ask you this in the pregame show, but what would you say Tulane did well leading into the bye, and what would you say Tulane has to work on after the bye here if they want to accomplish the goal that they want?
Yeah, so I'm sure probably, Gus, there's a long list up in Willie Fritz's office of things that they want to work on. I can't get away from the fact that Tulane is still committing too many penalties.
Yeah.
I think Tulane at the moment is like 118 in the country. like 39 total penalties. They won the Houston game, so everybody forgot that Tulane committed 12 penalties in that game. That is ferociously too many. And once you get into the heart of the AAC, going to Memphis, going to Temple, going to SMU, you're going to have to stop beating yourself in that regard. Penalties probably at this point through four games will just be something that Tulane has to manage. They may not be perfect, but it definitely needs to get better. And there's no doubt that Tulane is really good running the football. I think Tulane's like ninth in the country, right? Like 270 on the ground per game. And the fact that Tulane won the game against Houston is because after halftime, there was a renewed focus on running the football. So there's your best thing, running the football, and your worst thing, you got to cut down on the penalties.
You know, one of the things I think that is also very interesting, too, is the type of penalties, really, that they are. Because they came at home this last game against Houston. And Andrew, there were false start penalties. They, you know, it's not like the crowd was overbearing to where you couldn't get that going. And so those are correctable things. And we were talking about earlier in the show about the Saints offensive line. And in terms of, like, how they were being charged for holdings and things of that nature, these are things you can correct, and if you can, it's going to help you in the long run.
Yeah, and I guess the reason for Tulane to have so many pre-snap penalties, I don't know for sure, but my instincts would kind of say two things. One, again, this is not a bad thing. It's just reality with what you're dealing with. You've got a new offense, and it's four games in. It's a very complex. It's very smart, it's very innovative, but it's also very complex offense that Will Hall has going for Tulane. Just a lot of options. So that's something that the guys have to manage, and that can tie up the feet a little bit. And two, again, not an excuse, just the reality that Tulane has seen some injuries on that offensive line with Tyler Johnson, the left tackle, missing the past couple of games for Tulane, so you start shifting guys around. Again, not an excuse, they're correctable things, but if you search for, like, hey, why is this happening? I think those will be two places to start.
All right, so you look at Army. I want to say, looking at the game notes yesterday, Andrew, they're fourth in rushing, 20th in defense as well. So it's a pretty good team, and there's a reason they're 3-1 and almost beat Michigan in the Big House.
Yeah, they're good, right? So some of those stats are skewed, Gus, obviously, because of the triple option. If all you do is run the football, you better be pretty high in the national rankings when it comes to rushing the football. And that's essentially all that they do. And because the triple option grinds the game down to what I regard as a disgusting pulp, you're going to have fewer possessions defensively. So your defensive stats are going to look better. It's a really good team. Don't get me wrong. Jeff Funkin's done a fantastic job. You can rattle off other stats, right? Like back-to-back 10-win seasons. For Army, first time in program history. As far as Army's concerned, they've won back-to-back games against Navy for the first time in program history. So this is a legitimate Army football team. Just some of those stats, they can be a little bit skewed because of the way that Army plays, but both teams are 3-1, and I think there's like advanced metrics that has this game at like 27-27. It's going to be close.
So when you take a look at the lack of perhaps possessions, as Coach was saying earlier in the week, I would say efficiency in terms of when Tulane does have the ball, got to get paid dirt, right? I mean, this is sort of a game that you may not have a lot of time on the field, you may not have a lot of possessions, and if you can get in that red zone, I think touchdowns are going to be a premium here.
Yeah, it's absolutely gigantic in a game like this. Heck, Jack Curtis, the defensive coordinator, told me multiple times this week, he's like, man, 2 years ago, Army goes to Oklahoma and takes that team to overtime. We know what Tulane did when Tulane went to Oklahoma a couple of years ago, and Army took the Sooners to overtime. Well, it's because in that game, Army had the football for 44 minutes of that football game. They just took the football away from Lincoln Riley. So, when you have the football, you better capitalize because you're only going to get 10 possessions in this football game, so you better go 50-50 and score 4 or 5 touchdowns and get to 28-35 points.
Yeah, I think the other thing that will be interesting, too, on the defensive end, speaking with Andrea Legretta, the voice of the two-lane green wave, is this: on the defensive end, you know, you tend to go, okay, we can get a three, you know, a stop on third down. They're not punting. I mean, you know, you're very rarely going to see them punt. They don't kick field goals either. So they cross the 50, Andrew. They will be going forward on fourth down.
Yeah, so here's an interesting little story that I've got for you, Jeff. At least I think it's interesting. Jeff Lunkin was at Georgia Southern, and Jack Curtis was the defensive coordinator for Jeff Lunkin at Georgia Southern. Jeff Lunkin goes to Army. Willie Fritz takes over at Georgia Southern, keeps Jack Curtis, builds that relationship between the two of them, and Willie Fritz is the guy that pushed analytics on Jeff Lunkin. So Jeff Lunkin is now into the advanced analytics like most people, and that means evaluating when you should go for it on fourth down. And because of the triple option, they're in a lot of fourth and threes or fourth and twos. So they go for it a ton, and Tulane is very, very aware and hopefully ready for it.
All right, so let's wrap up with this, Andrew. What do you think we see take place here on Sunday? Look, in the post game after Houston, every player we talked to, when I asked what does this win mean, I said, don't do something stupid. You got to follow this up. There's a lot of momentum. Yeah. Both teams are receiving votes. Look, you get this, not Joey, no offense, but you should be able to take care of UConn. You could be going 5-1.
Oh, time's up.
Into the Memphis game, which is huge. So this is a pretty pivotal game, right?
Oh, I would say so. And I think from Tulane's perspective, right, guys, if you can talk about becoming bowl eligible on October 19th against Memphis, October 19th for Tulane to become bowl eligible, that feels like a weighty situation. So I think best case scenario for Tulane in this game against Army is you come out fast, you score a couple of touchdowns in that first quarter. If you can get the ball, or if you can get Army off the field and you can get McMillan to Mooney, or you can get Bradwell going, and all of a sudden you're up 7-0, 10-0, 14-0, Army has to completely change the way it plays the ball game, and that plays into Tulane's hands.
Andrew Legretta, as always, we join you on Thursdays around 1:30 to talk a little Tulane football. Go catch him on the Tulane Sports Radio Network as well, at A. Legretta is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the time, man. Safe travels. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. Maple syrup.
Yes, that is definitely. We're actually going apple picking this weekend. Why are you rolling your eyes? What is possibly wrong
You're
with apple picking?
You're such an apple picker.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You're just
what
an apple
does that
picker.
Even mean?
You're just an apple
What does
picker.
That even mean?
I'll look
you
it
realize
up.
One of the greatest moments, like George Washington. I mean, there's a lot of people that have likened or used apple picking and grabbing an apple from a tree as, like, philosophical things and things, right?
I think that George Washington cutting a tree down was all a
That's
bunch
right.
Of
it's all fake. That's exactly right. You know what? You're done. There's a penalty box somewhere around here for you. Tyron Hughes, Saints Hall of Famer. He's on a on-deck circle. We'll speak to him next. It's the Sports Hangover live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. We'll be back on the sports station for your New Orleans Pelicans, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
You want to ride like a VIP? Then call Ray Rides Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodeau, and Nola. Call Ray Rides and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
Hi, this is Todd Graffadini, radio voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Starting on October 3rd, join me for Pelicans Weekly every Thursday throughout the season. We'll have exclusive interviews with Pelicans coaches, players, and executives. Plus, we'll take you around the NBA. Join us for Pelicans Weekly starting October 3rd on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Watch out. It was a You're incredible.
It was a
the
cherry
fact
tree.
That you took away the recognition for Sir Isaac Newton. And, yeah, well, exactly. Well, either way, the fact that you said, oh, great, an apple hit him in the head, why is he famous? That's unbelievable.
So an apple drops from a tree.
And he theorized about gravity. When have you theorized about anything? Anything.
Something falls. Gravity.
Well, I'm asking you, have you ever theorized anything?
I mean, back in the day, before anything became to be, I probably could have made something
Member of
up.
The Saints Hall of Fame. He was inducted back in 2015. Mr. Tyrone Hughes, follow him over on Twitter. Tyrone Saints 33. Tyrone, save this segment, my friend. How are you, man?
Hey, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
How big a win was that on Sunday for the Saints?
It was a huge win. What's more important is the way they won. You know, I spoke on Ed's show the other night last week, and I told him, I said, in order for the Saints to continue to win while Drew is out, the defense is going to have to carry this team. And I think they showed that Sunday night. But not only did they show, were they impressive, they looked like the Baltimore Ravens of the two. That defense looked like that 2000 Baltimore Ravens team.
You know, it's interesting. Players getting challenged in a very number of different ways, right? Look, you know how this works. Players sometimes say, "I didn't read this" or "I didn't hear that." But Marshawn Lattimore responded to a tweet last Monday from Pro Football Focus that put up the number that he was the number one cornerback in yards allowed in the NFL. And he tweeted, "Yeah, well, we've been playing zone, but I got y'all." He deleted the tweet, but he goes out there on Sunday, man, and pretty much shuts down Amari Cooper. It's interesting how certain players can kind of take some sort of motivation. And then yesterday he spoke about he just needed to take every play seriously and every play not kind of rest on a play or two. I heard that, and I think some fans will hear that and be like, well, wow, it's just taking you sort of now. I don't know if he really meant that he wasn't trying hard at every play, Tyrone. What's the difference on what he says you have to lock in and focus on every play?
Well, one of the things with Lattimore is that he has to understand, you know, coming in as a rookie, nobody really knows you in the NFL. But then when you become the rookie of the year, like him and Kamara, then you have a target on your back. You know, when I came in as a rookie, I went to the Pro Bowl as a punt returner. The next few years, I wasn't catching many punts, or they were punting away from me. Teams start to study you. And what happens is you have to then change up your game. And I think that's one thing he's starting to learn. When he say he might take some plays off or may not take a play as serious, I mean, that may be, hey, I know it's a run on this play, or I see it's a run on this play, so I'm not going to, and it's going the other way, so I'm not trying as hard. But I think he also understands that every play, when it's a pass play and you know it's a pass play, you're going to lock in and be a little bit more focused. I think he, especially when you're playing man coverage or if you're playing zone, your focus is definitely going to be a little different because your reads are different.
Speaking of Tyrone Hughes, that Tyrone Saints 33 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. You know, Tyrone, when you look at locker rooms and being able to win one or get their respect and get players to play for you like that,
Man, Teddy Bridgewater's a pretty good example right now, right? That win at Seattle, you saw the video of the team in the locker room. He's holding the game ball. He got emotional. And then really, since then, you just keep hearing players and seeing players say, look, we trust and believe in him. And for somebody that really hadn't got many snaps in a long time, how important do you think that is for him that he sees and feels that people are behind him and stick with him? I think to me, Tyrone, it would make me feel comfortable that if I make a mistake, it's okay.
Well, and I think that's the key right there, Gus. Anytime, especially at the quarterback position, and you're dealing with these kids that are coming out today, they get into what they call now, into their feelings. And you can't have a quarterback in his feelings. So you have to give him as much positive motivation as there can be. You know, and I think when he came in, when Drew went down and he came in and didn't do a great job, you know, everybody was on him, you know, hey, we need to put Taysom in. We need to go find another quarterback, what have you. But having an understanding, and like, if you are a fan and understand football and not just concerned about wins, you'll understand, first of all, Teddy Bridgewater doesn't have the years of experience that Drew Brees has or that Peyton Manning has or that Tom Brady has or that Ben Roethlisberger has, where these guys have seen all kinds and types of defenses. Drew didn't come in being Drew Brees. He learned over the years. He always had the arm and the accuracy, but he learned over the years of having an understanding of what's going to come at him. But not only that, him and Sean Payton basically are on the same wavelength when it comes to calling plays. That playbook is so complicated that it takes guys time to have that understanding. I mean, you look at when last year, when Taysom was in or would come in at certain plays at quarterback, Drew was still in the huddle calling the plays, not Taysom. So, I mean, that tells you how complicated it was for him just to even call a play and to have an understanding of the offense. First, you got to have an understanding of the offense. Then you have to have an understanding of what are the defenses giving you. So it's going to take Teddy some time, especially not working with the given the time now that he has to work with the one, receivers, work with the one offensive line, and then having an understanding of, okay, now I know what I'm doing or what plays are going to be called. Mm-hmm. For him and Sean Payton to work together to start getting on the same page. So it's going to take him some time.
I was going to say, sorry, I got about 60 seconds here, but I want to get your take. And I'm with you. It's going to take some time for him to, you know, get comfortable and just, I think we're going to see the improvements. That said, when you look at Tampa, they've been putting up points. What do you think will be the key, and how do you see this going in about a minute here?
With Tampa, putting pressure on Jameis Winston. He's done a great job of trying to stay in the pocket, kind of sort of like Teddy. So they're both of them detriment. They want to stay in the pocket and keep reading downfield, where their reads until they get into that, get that experience, needs to be one read, two read, and run. Use your legs. Get out of the pocket. But they've been staying in the pocket, especially Winston. So I think Saints defense is going to have to put pressure on him, show him a lot of blitzes because he has been staying in that pocket and trying to do more reads than run. And they definitely have turned the ball over. I think also on the defensive side, they have two great running backs that they're going to have to shut down in Jones and Barber. They're really going to have to do that. And then on the defensive side, you definitely got to stop Barrett because he's going to cause hell on that on that defensive side of the ball to that offense.
Yeah, 9 sacks is no joke in 4 games. Tyrone Hughes, enjoy the time. We'll talk again, man. At Tyrone Saints 33 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. 2015 Saints Hall of Famer. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game.
Thanks to God. Thanks a lot, Gus.
Yep, for sure. Hour 2 has been brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone, 6601 Veterans Boulevard across from Lafreniere Park. Carl Malone, 511, purpose-built gear for life's most demanding moments. Hour 3, live from Vinny's, coming up next. Don't go anywhere in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.